Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm into my fourth week of teaching on how to find God's will. And I think that today will probably be my last day to teach on this fifth teaching in the How to Find God's Will album. Now, starting tomorrow, we're going to go into how to follow God's will. You know, it's one thing to find what God's will is, but then it's another thing to follow it. And then there will be a third series with five teachings in it that go in how to fulfill God's will. Now, a lot of people may think that that's all talking about the same thing, but I'm going to bring out some stuff. And I tell you, there's a lot of people, I think, that have found what God's will for their life is, but they didn't have God's plan for accomplishing it, and then they weren't able to fulfill it because they just didn't pace themselves. They didn't follow after the Lord the way that they should. And so anyway, there's some things I think that this whole series, this trilogy, if you want, of these three separate albums are going to fit together and make an impact on people about how to find, follow, and fulfill God's will. And today will be my last day to teach on how to find God's will. I've already taught a lot. I hadn't got time to go back and, summarize all of it, but it's very important. And if you've missed any of this, today's going to be my last day to offer this first album and the fifth teaching in that first album. So please go to the effort of writing in or calling and requesting these materials today. What I want to do is just continue to emphasize how that if you want to find God's will, you've got to know God's Word. And I've used a lot of scriptures on this. Those scriptures that I used in John chapter 8, where Jesus was talking to people who believed on Him. But He says, if you continue in My Word, then you'll be My disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He was telling people who believed on Him, it's not just enough to believe. You've got to continue in the Word, or you aren't going to be free. Boy, that's radical. And I've used a lot of scriptures. I use scriptures out of Psalms 119 about how God's Word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. You hide God's Word in your heart, and it keeps you from sinning against Him. It gives you understanding. It gives understanding to the simple. And just on and on the promises go. Here in Psalms 19 and in verse 7, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." You know, I could talk about that for an hour. I hadn't got an hour. So I'm just going to have to say some things very quickly. But, you know, in our world today, there's not very many things that are perfect. And let me just say this. Most people, even most Christians, do not believe in the infallible Word of God. Most people believe that the Word is just a vague representation. Maybe God inspired it, but it's not accurate in every detail. And then many people will even go into, well, as it's been translated, of course, men have got in and they mistranslated this and they mistranslated that. And as you go on down, people may believe that God originated it, but it's been polluted and corrupted along the way. But I tell you, I don't believe that at all. I believe that God not only inspired the Word, but He has preserved the Word through translation. And I believe that the Word is accurate. Is that to say that there's not anything in here that has ever been lost in translation? Well, I don't think that any truth has been lost in translation. Like, for instance, people will point out that in the Old Testament it says, "Thou shalt not kill." In the New Testament, Jesus quoted that and said, "Thou shalt do no murder." And people will go and say, try and say, see, it should be murder instead of kill, and so it's not totally accurate. But I believe that the harmony between those is that it's not totally accurate to translate things, "Thou shalt not kill." That would preclude self-defense, justified wars, capital punishment, and things like that. It's not correct to say, "Thou shalt not murder," because that would exclude such things as negligent homicide from a person, say, for instance, that's drunk or something like that. The truth is in between those two. That, you know, there is a justified killing in self-defense, capital punishment in wartime and things like that. But murder is talking about malice aforethought. There are things that are wrong that it may not be premeditated, but it's still manslaughter. It's still wrong. And so I believe that what happened is, since the English language is not as descriptive as the Hebrew and the Greek were, God translated it two different ways in two different places, and He inspired it overall. And if you put the two together, you come up with the interpretation that's in between kill and murder. And the truth was preserved even through a language that's not as descriptive as the original language that these things were written in. I hope that made sense to you. But my point is that people can say, well, this is wrong and that's wrong. But if you would just stick with the Word, it'll answer itself. Isaiah chapter 53, you know, talks about by His stripes we were healed. We are healed. He bore our infirmities and carried our diseases. And some people interpret that in just a spiritual sense in Isaiah 53. And you might say, well, what's to preclude that interpretation? If you just keep reading Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, Jesus quoted those verses and He substituted the words sicknesses and diseases for sorrows and griefs and showed that this wasn't just talking about emotional, spiritual type of things, but Jesus physically paid for our healing. The Word of God, I believe, has been preserved. It was not only communicated, it was preserved. The Lord would be unjust to have given people thousands of years ago the true Word of God, but today we can't know it because it's been polluted. No, God has supernaturally preserved it. If you were to go back through church history, this is one of the things that happens in our Bible college. When people come in, they get teaching on this, and you see how that the Bible has been miraculously preserved. And there is a whole, I don't know what you call it, but they call it apologetics, where people just justify the Christian faith and stand against the criticisms that people have against it. And the Bible is uniquely different from any other book in history. People have given their lives, have died for it. It has not been polluted and corrupted. And so I say all that to come back to Psalms 19:7, the law of the Lord, the Word of God, is perfect. I believe it's perfect. And see, if you don't believe that, well, then it's not going to have the same impact on you because you aren't putting faith in the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says, the Word of God preached unto them did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You've got to put faith into the Word of God. And if you believe that this is just a vague representation and it's up to you to just pick and choose and say, well, I like this part and I don't like that part, well, then see, the Word of God's not going to change you. You've got to get to where you believe, like this verse says, that the law of the Lord is perfect and it'll convert the soul. You know, I could spend a lot of time here teaching about spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit's the part that's already born again, and it's perfect, and it's complete. In the spiritual realm, you're identical to Jesus once you get born again. But then you still have a soul, which is your personality, your emotional part, and your body. And this says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. When you get born again, your spirit's perfect. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. Your little spirit is just perfect. It's your soul, this personality, your unrenewed mind that Satan is defeating you in. And how do you get your mind renewed? You get your spirit changed by believing on Jesus. But how do you get your mind renewed? By the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Now, that's powerful. And again, I could spend an hour or two talking about that. There are people right now watching this program that you're depressed. That's your soulish realm. Your spirit can't be depressed. If you're depressed, you're in your emotions, in your soulish realm. How do you get over that depression? Well, some of you may even be crying out to God and asking God to give you joy or peace. But the truth is, see, in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, etc. You've already got this. It's already there. And you could put that together with Psalm 16, verse 11, that in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And you could just take other scriptures, Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him because he trusts in Him. And see, instead of just praying and saying, oh, God, please touch me and help me to get over this emotional problem. Instead, you take the word of God that I've already got, love, joy, and peace in my spirit. I command it to come out. You start speaking it. You get into the presence of the Lord and there's fullness of joy. You keep your mind stayed on the Lord and you'll be in perfect peace. And see, the word of God will convert that soul, change you from discouragement into encouragement. You can encourage yourself with the word of God. And yet there's a lot of people watching this program that you are asking God to give you encouragement and to help you to have joy and peace and hope. And yet you're just asking. You aren't taking the word of God. But the word of God will bring this light to you. The word of God will make you positive. The word of God will help you to get over your sickness and disease and over your poverty and over your sadness and over your grief. It's not enough to just pray and ask. You need to take the word of God. The word of God was given by God. It's perfect. And the purpose of it is to convert, to change your soul. If you're wanting your soul to be changed without going through the word of God, you aren't doing what God told you to do. Praise God. I know some of you dislike this. And you're saying, well, you're saying that it's my fault. That's exactly what I'm saying. Amen. I'm not saying that to condemn you. I'm saying it to help you. Then instead of you just riding in the back seat and saying, oh, God, would you please help me to get somewhere and do these kind of things? God has put you in the front seat with the Holy Spirit to guide you and to help you. And you have control. You can make your emotions go in a certain direction. You can grab hold of your life. You don't have to just sit there and feel like it's totally beyond your control. See, the Word of God will teach you this. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord, again, talking about the Word of God, is sure, making wise the simple. You know, this is the same point that I read from Psalms 119, verse 130, where it says that the entrance of God's Word gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. This is saying that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, really, whether it's in a physical sense that you're talking about, that you don't have a lot of natural wisdom and talent or ability, or if you're talking about in a spiritual sense, that you just seem to not be able to know what God's will is. You can't discern His leading and His guidance. What do? The Word of God will it'll make wise the simple. It'll give wisdom to you. Here's a scripture that I use often over in James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not. That just means that He's not going to tell you, you idiot, if you would have done what I'd have told you, you wouldn't have been in this problem in the first place. Amen. It's just saying that if you ask, God's not going to say, I told you so. He'll just give it to you liberally and not upbraid you, not chastise you, not run you down. But it says, but if you ask, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. See, I use those verses a lot. When I need something, I say, Father, You said all I have to do is ask and You'll give it to me and You aren't going to chastise me, upbraid me, tell me how stupid I was for getting in this situation in the first place. And see, the Word of God will give wisdom to you. I couldn't tell you the number of times that I've done that, but it's been hundreds or thousands of times. It'll work. There's people watching this program right now that you need direction. You need God to tell you something. And you may be throwing a prayer out there, but have you taken the Word of God? It is sure and it'll make wise the simple. It'll give wisdom to people that don't have wisdom. If you don't know what to do, get into the Word of God and read it. And God will take the stories, some of the testimonies of other people that had a similar type of quandary and they were trying to find out God's will and God led them and He'll show you, I'll do this for you. Boy, this is simple. But you know what? The vast majority of people, I'm convinced, the vast majority of people watching this program now, all around the world, you may be desiring God's will and wanting God's leadership, but you do not go to the Word of God. You don't meditate in it. You don't spend volumes of time in the Word. You're wanting the results that come through having the wisdom of God's Word, but you don't want to go to class and learn. You don't want to sit and let the Holy Spirit teach you and instruct you. You want all of these results without doing any of the effort. I'm not saying that to rebuke you or to chastise you. I'm saying it to enlighten you. This is saying that the Word of God is perfect. It'll convert your soul. It'll get you over whatever's happening in the soulish realm. The testimony of the Lord is sure. That means it's established. It's fixed. It's firm. It doesn't fluctuate. It isn't relative to what society is saying. It doesn't matter what society does today or tomorrow or did yesterday. The Word of God is always going to be the same, and it's still relevant and up to date and timely for every single person. You know, this program is being seen literally all around the world. And there are different cultures, and there are some cultures that, you know, their standard of living is totally different than ours here in the U.S. I'm not talking about just financially, but I'm talking about morally. The values are different, and yet the Word of God is the same. The Word of God will touch you regardless of what country you're living in, regardless of what your family situation is like. You may have grown up in a situation where just, you know, incest or anything was tolerated, and that may be your starting point and where you evaluate everything from. But the Word of God will change that. It'll convert your soul. It's sure. It'll give wisdom to you. It'll give you a different set of values. It doesn't matter what culture you come from, what family situation you come from. The Word of God will transform you and bring you up to a level that God wants you to live at. Man, that's powerful. That is so powerful. If Christians would just believe this, if Christians would take the book, the Bible, and meditate in it, then it wouldn't matter what culture you're in, what country you're in, what type of government, whether it's a communist government, a socialist government, a democracy, a republic, or whatever it is. If Christians would all be studying and reading the same book and listening to the same Holy Spirit, man, there ought to be a total unity and a bond between us that no, you know, national boundaries could separate or anything else. And to a degree, it is that way. I don't know how many of you travel, but, you know, I travel all over the world, and this is one thing I've seen, that you can go into any country, and when a person really gets turned on to the Lord and gets the Word of God, there is an instant relationship with them and an instant bond, and it doesn't matter if their culture and all of their customs are totally different than mine. We're all the same. The Word of God will give wisdom unto you. It will make you a kingdom of priests unto the Lord. The next verse says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Again, I could spend so much time on that. But you know, in our world today, there is so much negativism. There's so much depression. People are committing suicide. People are spending billions and billions of dollars on drugs and different things to help them cope with their emotional state. They take a pill to go to sleep, a pill to wake up. And there's just, I mean, most people are not truly rejoicing and enjoying life. And yet we've got more creature comforts. We've got more relative peace than we've had in most generations. Everything in the natural, there's really no justification for it. And yet people are just miserable today. And you know why? Because the statutes of the Lord are right and they rejoice the heart. Man, if you're discouraged, if it, you know, the Scripture says in the last days that men's hearts would fail them for fear looking after the things that are happening here on the earth. That's coming to pass in our lifetime. And through our media today, you can see the problems of the entire world put into your living room on real time. You know, in previous generations, it took a week or a month or 2 months before the news could filter over here. And by that time, all of the trivial things, the things that were minor, were, you know, in a sense, filtered out. You only heard about really, really major things. Now, we hear about every problem that the world is having. It's just right there in front of us. And because of it, men's hearts are failing them for fear about all of the things that are happening. How do you counter that? It says right here, the statutes of the Lord are right. They rejoice the heart. You know, if your heart isn't rejoicing, if you aren't really rejoicing and happy and praising God, I can guarantee you, you are not studying the Word of God. If you would study the Word of God under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it would make your heart rejoice. The last part of that verse says, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. There's not a lot of things that are pure today in our world. Most of what you see on television isn't pure. I mean, it's pure evil. It's pure filth. but it's not pure good things. The Word of God is pure, and it'll enlighten your eyes. Man, there's so many scriptures. Matthew chapter 6, the light of the body is your eye. What you focus your attention on, what you are looking and beholding, determines what you're going to be full of. And most of us are looking at things that are ministering fear and grief and sorrow to us. We got to turn that around and focus on the things of the Lord. And that's what the Word does. The commandment of the Lord is pure, and it enlightens your eyes. The next verse says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Again, this goes along with scriptures that I was reading just a day or two ago on our program. Psalms 119, verse 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. In verse 11, it says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It'll clean you. The Word of God will cleanse you and keep you pure and keep you from being defiled by sin. It says, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You know, Pilate told Jesus, he says, what is truth? And there have been people asking that question ever since then. And today there's so much confusion. You'll hear one group of people talk about, they'll quote statistics, and their opponents will quote the exact same statistics and make different points. And there's just a tremendous amount of confusion. And honestly, people are struggling to come to grips with what truth is. But this says that the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I don't care what anybody tells you, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it is not truth. This is truth. This is absolute. The opinions of people change. What, you know, is the proper way to eat and exercise, that changes every few years. Things that they said were terrible, now they say you got to have them and everything has to be done. And it just fluctuates, and it's like a moving target. But you know what? The Word of God is always true, and it's sure, and it lasts forever. In verse 10, it says that the Word of God is more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You know, if we really believe that, if you really believe that the Word of God was more important than much fine gold and then a honeycomb, the money that you need, the food that you need, if we esteem the Word of God more than our necessary food, more than the money that we have to have, if we put more effort into knowing the Word of God than we do into making a living, I guarantee you, your life would turn around supernaturally. That's powerful. And the next verse says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. I couldn't tell you how many times God has warned me that a pitfall was coming, and He has kept me from making mistakes. Most people just kind of go through life blindfolded, and when they fall off the cliff, when they fall over something and get hurt, then they learn that, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. The Word of God will teach you these things in advance. I hope that you're understanding what I'm saying through all of this, that you've got to know God's Word, not just know about it, not have it sitting on a shelf gathering dust. It needs to be alive and living on the inside of you. Today's my last day to teach on this part of this teaching. Today is the last day to offer the single tape, Knowing God's Word, and the album entitled, How to Find God's Will. So listen to our announcer and then call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you write or call. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes three albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting four stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order.
I'd like to remind you that today is our last day to offer you this fifth teaching in this album entitled How to Find God's Will. We offer the album for a donation of any amount, and yet many people are not willing or are not able to send a donation, and so we make each individual CD available as a free gift to you one at a time. Today's our last day to offer the fifth teaching in this five-part set entitled Knowing God's Word, and it's the last day also to offer the album entitled How to Find God's Will. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please get these materials. I believe that this will change your life.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled God Wants You Well for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Durant, Oklahoma this week, July 28th through the 30th, in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 12th through the 14th, and in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 12th through the 17th. He'll also be in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 18th through the 19th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 4th through the 8th, and in Buxton, Derbyshire, in England, for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 18th through the 20th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.
Basically what he's doing is Jesus is just all up to you.
And there was this man on the phone saying, your husband's had a wreck.
I was in a head-on accident. I was told later it took him two jaws of life to get me free from my truck cab.
His ribs were busted, his sternum was busted. One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close.
And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die.
It was like Satan did his absolute best to kill my husband.
I chose to live.
For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries today.